The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Rage, party of three.
What is she babbling about?
There's no one here, Master Lister.
They've all probably gone deep into hiding and are in full denial of even being a member of the Rage Party.
You will inform Setter that you are releasing a shuttle bound for the Western Continent.
Oh, so you're just using the Mercury as a heat shield for your fighter.
As for the device, it is inert until I enter a code or someone tries to remove it.
If he's trying to get to the Western Continent, he'll need a ship.
They believe he hijacked the cargo ship Ulysses. I'm sorry to say this, Agent Simon, but you'll have just enough time to pack before departing for the St. Martin Transfer Facility.
Back to the space station again? I might as well have set up residence there.
There he is.
Jaffra, the bounty hunter?
You know more about the comings and goings of ships than anyone on this planet.
Your assumption is quite correct. I indeed do know what ship he took. And I also know its captain.
And now, episode 127, Headhunters.
Take us there. Look, last thing we need to do is approach Lister and Wi-Fi with a known bounty hunter on board.
Then good luck finding the ship. There are only about 3,000 in port.
We're not interested in what vessels are in port. We're looking for one that recently left. It shouldn't be too hard to find.
You may get lucky and find what ship was hijacked, but how well do you know the Western Continent?
They have a GPS system on this planet. We should be able to get around.
Are you serious? You think your device will show you every rat hole these people hide in? I've been tracking down Rage war criminals for the last 10 Titan years. I've found them teaching in schools, in banks as loan officers, even hiding in religious houses of worship. What do you know of their underground system?
I think we can track down a cargo freighter that size.
It's a very large continent. I have many contacts there. They would have most likely landed in the main airstrip used by freighters in that area. With Lister aboard, they would have avoided the nearby IDF airfield.
So we'll go there first.
And waste a lot of time chasing false leads. I have contacts there. They know I will share the 1 million unit bounty with them, so they'll talk. Look, I'll even disguise myself as a crew member if you like. Take my offer now or I leave.
I admit, you make a good argument. What do you think, Major?
You know how I feel about civilians on a military mission.
Barnes and I did okay on Galaza with you.
All right, he can be of some good use. But you, my friend, had better walk a straight line, or you just might find yourself in an airlock.
Excellent. Now can I buy you gentlemen a drink?
We might let you.
Garcia from Major Witt.
Witt, go ahead.
The IED is neutralized. We're good to go.
Good. Excellent work. Contact the Port Authority for disposal. Secure the ship and inform the pilot to complete her systems check. We'll be there in an hour.
Roger that, sir. Garcia out.
Good. That's one big hurdle out of the way.
Sweet. Well, Jaffra, looks like you get to go headhunting with us.
Here's to a million reasons why you made the right decision.
Miss O'Neill, well, what a pleasant surprise. What brings you here?
Looking around, I'm asking myself the same question.
All right. So I'm a little unorganized right now.
A little? You've had the keys to this place for more than a week now.
Hey, I've been kind of busy. We had a couple of potential bombers on the loose, remember?
I suppose we can cut you some slack.
So, what's the latest on our two bad boys?
They've been booked on narcotics violations. We're building a case of domestic terrorism right now.
So in other words, the SIS will be waiting a long time before they get to charge him.
We'll try to expedite the whole matter. In fact, I think Holiday is working with Captain Richards on a joint filing to include the arson and robbery case she was building.
It's all moot anyway. Once they go through our court system and are incarcerated, the IDF will whisk him away to some desolate outpost. I know you didn't come here just to bust my chops about the mess here or talk about the Von Lange case.
That's partially true. I did want to see how things were moving along here, but you're right. I also came to check on Kelly.
Well, you just missed her. She stopped in on her way to work. They're going to release her in 2 weeks early if she can retrain her replacement.
Good.
And I'm glad you stopped by. Kelly's getting herself a little too amped up about this weapons familiarization that you schedule at Quantico.
Did you explain the difference between the two?
Well, look, to her, she gets to learn about and fire weapons. She's a pretty good shot already. Her and horse like to go sea duck hunting. Hey, try hitting a bird that flies fast and low on the water in a boat that's rocking in 3-foot swells.
Be that as it may, there are no current plans to issue her a sidearm. Her main function will be secretarial.
Remember, her sister wasn't supposed to carry a sidearm at first either. She not only got one, but she skipped her school to go to an IDF prison and break her father out.
And she almost became a resident of the same prison. The only thing that saved her was that she succeeded to not only free her father, but expose our own director as a corrupt rage agent. Kelly needs to remain patient, and all of that will come to her in due time.
And in the meantime?
In the meantime, you keep her busy and out of trouble. We want to start her training as soon as her firm releases her.
Right. I had an easier time trapping wild matras on Galaza. She's tougher to handle than those 20-ton monsters. Wow, I didn't realize what time it was. Hey, you want to go to lunch?
I'd really love to, but I need to get back to the office and brief Director Holliday. Maybe next time around.
All right, you got a deal. It would be nice to have lunch with someone who ate something other than rabbit food.
You think I stay in shape by eating burgers and fries?
Hey, I'll eat your fries.
That is the dumbest and most idiotic idea I have ever heard of. Have you lunatics lost your mind?
Calm down, Gabby. This is not something we just made up on the spot. We knew coming here that your ship would not have the troop capacity we would need.
So your solution is for me to waltz right onto an IDF airbase and steal one of their troop transports?
Not just any transport, a VTOL transport.
I totally agree with Gabby. But you know what? Maybe we should do it. Yeah, Gabby, let's walk over and steal one of their vertical takeoff and landing troop transports. I'm sure they'd arrest us.
That's a great idea, Cap.
Don't think you're going over there alone. I'll be with you.
That's even better.
Yeah, then they can arrest you too.
Again, we worked out the details long before we got here. If anything happens to Sprague and Master Lister, we'll take the Ulysses, along with Captain Tam here, up into the stratosphere and see how well she skydives without a parachute.
You wouldn't dare.
Look at the smile on my Jubatan's face. He's wanted to do this since we boarded.
Even if we agree, how are we going to get on base, let alone the tarmac?
We can start with these.
IDF ID cards? Where did you get these?
And just where did you get my photo?
We knew you were a fighter pilot in the IDF. Accessing your records was easy.
Accessing federal records isn't exactly easy, Lenora.
It is if you have the right contacts. How do you think I fooled the government of Titan III to hand Master Lister over to me? I know the best forgers on any planet. Not only did I get Gabby's photo, but our hacking experts changed her files.
Wait a minute. You hacked into my personnel file? Captain, I separated as a lieutenant.
Separated? According to your new file, you're still in and rated as current in said aircraft.
You'll never get away with this.
Oh, but we will. I'm sure Lenora has told you of the actions we will take in the event you try to alert the IDF authorities.
Well, if you let him fly, you'll never make it to altitude, and your dreams of reunification will be over anyway.
Sprague is quite capable of flying this vessel. It may surprise you, but we have prepared for this mission in great detail. Lenora will take you to our quarters, where you'll find the proper IDF flight suit and helmet, Captain Miller.
It's going to take more than a flight suit and a phony ID to pull this off.
You are correct, Tam. It will take a convincing performance by Gabriella. Otherwise, the consequences would not be good for you.
I'll play your little game, Lister. But Captain Tam is right. It will take more than what I see here to pull this off.
Lenora, show her.
Where did you get these orders?
I told you. We have the best forgers in the galaxy.
These orders were forged by the same man who forged the documents that released me from Baldabar Prison. By the time they figure out that they were false, I was well on my way to Titan 3.
And they still caught your sorry...
Gabby, enough. What do they say?
You're participating in Operation Headhunter. Your mission is to take part in an area-wide raid on suspected Rage hideouts. It's only an exercise. Rage members will be portrayed by IDF soldiers passing as Rage insurgents.
Your mission is to cover the Western Sector.
And when the operation is over and I don't return the ship?
By then, both of our ships will be deep into the Western jungles.
If you are wondering about them coming after us, we will have already disabled both vessels' transponders.
When do they go?
Time to report is at the bottom of your orders. The Ulysses will depart when Gabby and Lenore disembark. You will call for clearance to the west to pick up passengers bound for the eastern continent. Now I suggest everyone get some rest. You will need it.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. Got a second?
Sure, guys. Come in.
Hernandez and I were wondering what the outcome was with the feds.
Yeah, it looks like a total repeat of what happened to Hawk and Barnes.
I know. From what I've read about Henry Von Longer's arrest, it's very similar.
So once again, we do the work, they sit back, and snatch the collar from us. At the last second.
I know, it sure seems that way. But they actually did legwork on this one, too.
Yeah, following us around.
Good one, Mac.
Well, if it's any consolation, the DEA is acknowledging our work. In particular, what both of you did.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I'm in total agreement. I helped on the original case, and we never heard a peep from Homeland. Why should this be any different?
Homeland deals with matters of national security. Your original case involved matters that linked that case back to World War II and the Nazis. This case was handled by DEA. Anytime they make a bust, they try to get it out to the public. You know, to let them know that their streets are safe.
Which is what we do every day.
So did Captain Richards and the commish make sure that our charges were tacked on with the federal charges?
The charges will be included, but that's not why she met with the commissioner.
They're not trying to realign the department, are they?
No, just Captain Richards.
Captain Richards?
They're moving her. She just got here.
With all that she did in St. Louis, along with this bust, her stay here should be solidified.
Relax, you two. She's not being moved within the department or taking a different position here. Her position as captain was temporary. Captain McCall left suddenly for the Great Northwest, and she was put here until a new captain could be found.
Have they found a new one?
They've got it narrowed down to three candidates.
What's going to happen to her?
For her, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. She's going back to her hometown where she first joined the force. She'll be heading up a major division of the Houston Police Department.
Well, good for her. We hate to see her go, but this is a great opportunity.
So, she's already interviewed for the job?
Apparently, she was at the top of their list. She did a short video conference and got the job. As soon as her replacement is selected, we'll have a short transfer of power. And then, she's off to Houston.
I'm with Mac. I hate to see her go, but it's a fantastic opportunity. Plus, she gets to go back to her hometown.
Does Nelson know yet?
You two are the first. I'd appreciate you keep this under your hats. I plan to make the announcement at morning roll call.
So, it's business as usual until then?
I think that would be best. No sense in getting everyone talking and being distracted from their jobs. They all need to hear it together, straight from me.
We appreciate your confidence in us, letting us know your little secret and all. The Houston Police Department is getting a good cop.
Both of you were instrumental in getting her acclimated here. I expect you to do the same thing for her replacement. Now, get back to work.
Yes, sir.
The signal from our bomb has stopped.
Yes, I sense it. I cannot find a signal anywhere. What are your sensors reading?
The bomb seems to be there, offline. Or they have shielded the frequency.
Bring up the infrared scan for the port.
Aye, my lord. Map up. Scanning all heat sources.
Detonate.
3, 2, 1. Fire signal sent.
Nothing? How can this be? Our engineers assured me that the detonation device was tamper-proof.
As I suggested, perhaps they shielded the bomb with a lead device, and our signal could not penetrate. However, the device is equipped with a motion sensor. If they try to remove the bomb from their cargo bay, it will explode.
Contact our fighter. Inform them to continue to the western continent to see if there is any activity involving a large ship along the coast. Tell them to be ready on my command. If we see the Mercury attempting to depart from the port, he is to return and shoot them down.
And what will his orders be once that has been done?
Then he can either die for the glory of rage or proceed west and find our former soldiers.
My lord, we are being hailed.
Has our fighter made contact?
No, my lord.
Perhaps Captain Nate has come to his senses.
My lord, it is the former Supreme Controller. My lord, shall I answer?
Respond.
This is Rage One. Please identify yourself.
Mondo, you fool. You know who I am. I shall deal with you later.
If you are to deal with anyone, you will deal with me.
My former number two.
My former leader. Have you called to surrender and plead for mercy?
Lokar, you insolent fool. I am giving you a chance to have your pathetic life spared.
You are sparing my life? Mondo, did you hear that? Our former leader, who has no followers, is going to spare our lives.
Ha ha ha! Mondo laughs, Master. He will spare us. I don't understand.
Neither do I. What makes you think you have the power to do anything?
I am the Supreme Controller.
You were the Supreme Controller. Now you are nothing more than the former leader of Rage, set out to pasture because you became too feeble and too weak.
When you feel the sting of my wrath, you will beg for mercy.
Your sting is like that of a Latumus mosquito. I'll swat you aside with no thought in mind.
Boast all you wish, Zilkar. I will restore glory to Rage with a new army. One that is more powerful than any army you will ever command.
So what is the reason for your call? Surely it's not to merely boast and make empty threats.
The IFD's goal is to divide and conquer. As two forces, we are no match for the Federation. Together, and only together, can we defeat the elites and restore the galaxy to the new order.
Then abandon your futile effort to regain your power. Send the repatriated forces to us, and we shall defeat the Federation once and for all. And I shall allow you to live out the rest of your life on Titan IV.
You insolent bum. Prepare to spend the rest of your pathetic life in the depths of Crawl.
He is gone, my lord.
Were you able to determine the position?
He appears to be at the same landing field as before.
What does our infrared scan show?
The same as before, my lord. There are only a handful of life forms around him.
He is up to something, I know it. Monitor the field and inform me of any significant change. Once our fighter has inspected the western edge of the continent, have him return and destroy the ship. He has had his last chance at life.
Enter.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Pennypacker. I trust your stay in Sheffield was a pleasant one.
Yes, thank you. My doctor friend and I had a few interesting jaunts, to say the least.
I thought you were going on holiday. What brought you back so early?
Unfortunately, Jodie's position as an on-call doctor proved to be too distracting. I was hoping we could go to Grimsby and catch a Mariners game.
Really? How are the Codheads doing this year?
You know good and well that they are in 17th position and that your O's are in first.
Are they now? I didn't realise that the Orient were in first. Well, it's certainly sad that you had to miss such an important football match.
There's always next year, Director. I'm really sad, though, that I missed Agent Simon's return.
He asked for you. We got him off yesterday. He should be arriving at the Baldabar space station very shortly.
Does he have any clear orders yet?
Once he arrives at the BSS, Commander Sims will update him on the situation. We're hoping that they have maintained contact with the Mercury and its marine escort. From there, he will most likely be transported to the surface and meet with the controller.
Do you think they will send him right into the thick of things?
Well, you know Tony. He wouldn't have it any other way. So, what's on the agenda this morning?
At 08:30, you have a staff meeting to discuss surveillance on radical groups protesting on the Brexit issue.
The no-dealers have been radicalising. There's no telling what could happen. But one must be discreet in these matters. Fools go where angels fear to tread.
Your 10 o'clock is a meeting with Mathers from Her Majesty's Communications Centre.
Already? We just sent over the contents of the jump drive from the tower. What could they possibly want to talk about?
Perhaps they're looking for Agent Simon's after-action report. As for the jump drive, I'll make sure you have a hard copy of its contents. Would there be anything else you might need?
Perhaps some aspirin. I think I may need it today.
I'll see to it.
How does the afternoon look?
Nothing pressing at the moment. Perhaps this would be the perfect opportunity to resume your workout schedule?
I'll be sure to get right on that.
I'm sure you will, Director. I'm sure you will.
Oh, you're back so soon. How did it go with Jaffra?
Hello, Tika. It's been a while.
Wait, you two know each other?
Remember that run Rogers and I made to Philion to pick up that shipment of proton generators?
I remember you going, but I stayed back to work on a list of prospective buyers.
I was following a lead for a big bounty. A renegade arms dealer from Honga.
Everybody from Honga's a renegade.
That guy was bad news, even by Hongan standards.
I tracked him down as far as Philion. Last I heard, he jumped on another freight to Baldibar.
And that is, of course, where we were headed, so Jaffer joined us.
After 2 standard days of travel, we entered the gravitational field of Baldibar, and I got word my mark was fleeing for Honga, right back from the area we'd just left.
He obviously knew you were onto him. What happened?
This fugitive was on the IDF's 10 most wanted list, and they didn't even have the resources available to dedicate a manhunt.
So they had a bat that was headed to Philion dock with the Mercury and pick me up.
Well, this time we're all headed to the same planet looking for the same fugitives.
Yes. So, is there going to be a problem?
If you're worried about me trying to collect on the bounty, I can't. I'm under a direct commission by the IDF. They'll amply reward me. So go get them.
Captain Nate, we're secured here. Garcia has neutralized the bomb, so we can depart when you are ready.
Sounds good. Is she sure the bomb's secure?
It's Garcia. Do you want to come down here and question her expertise?
No.
Didn't think so. Do you want to eject it once we hit deep space?
Can't you rearm it safely for a remote detonation?
Let me check. I won't tell you what she said, but yes, she can do that.
All right. Tell her to get at it. We'll be docked here for a while longer. Let me know when she's done.
You got it.
If that bomb is for Lister, I must protest. I aim to take him alive for the 1 million.
Relax. I don't have any plans to use that on him. I'm just going to keep it as a defense weapon.
I know a lot about defense weapons. Since when is a bomb considered a weapon of defense?
There is a possibility that Wi-Fi could once again gain control of our ship. After all, we can't stay on this planet's surface forever. We don't have any defensive weapons.
Ah, I see. But you do have a shuttle you could send to his ship.
I'd hate to waste a good shuttle, but yeah, if I had to, I'd send him a friendly greeting.
Well, it would be a good excuse to update it.
Yeah, well I...
Wit, for Captain Nate.
Yeah, Major, what's up?
How fast can you get us into inner space?
As we are, about 20 time units. Why?
Unless you want to be a nuclear fireball, you'd better make it 18. The bomb just kicked off a timer.
Is this the end of the Mercury? Will Lenora's plan to steal an aircraft using Gabby work? And will Farns ever clean his office? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Tick Tock.